Giant 90.9.
Good afternoon, and you're now listening to the Sports Spotlight. I'm your host, Jackson White, joined alongside Kevin Gilva, or Glava, whatever you want to call him.
Maybe Gleva. Maybe we'll just stick with the
Gleva, Glava, whatever.
Christian
Hernandez, and then special guest Owen Pulley from a disclosed location that we're not going to disclose.
But he's here, so.
Yeah, he's here, so that's all that matters. So, whole squad's here, and we got some good news coming at you. Well, big news, good news, bad news, everything you need to know about sports. And our topics for today is NFL preseason week 3 recap, the Colts news, Carson Wentz and others on the COVID list, and the T.Y. Hilton injury. Cam Newton got released today. We'll talk about that more in depth. Bishop Sycamore. Yeah, I think you've heard about that. Did I say that right?
Serious high school.
Yeah, the best high school sports team in the country.
Maybe no one knows actually what's going on with them.
But we got some funny things to talk about that. MLB news. Owen will be covering that. And then Christian's going to cover everything you need to know about soccer. But we're going to hop right into it with the recap of NFL preseason week 3. And some of these teams used it as, like, their starters played the first half. And then some teams, like the game we're going to go over now, did not play a single starter. And that's going to be the Colts versus the Lions. The Colts in the preseason going 3-0, winning against the Lions 27-17. Big game from no one in the passing game, really. Jacob Eason, 74 yards. Does get this. He will get the backup quarterback nod if Carson Wentz does go. And if he does not, he will get the starting nod for the Colts. And Sam Ellinger got hurt in a camp or in this game, and he will miss the first 6 weeks of the season. So a little bit of a knock on the Colts, but other news on them later. But the Colts finished the preseason with a 27-17 win and finished 3-0. Another game is a tie, the first tie in NFL preseason history. And this game was kind of wild, to say the least. The Jets and the Eagles tied to 31. And the Jets finished the preseason 2-1, with a tie being the one. And the Eagles finished 0-2-1. So the Eagles not winning a game like usual. But for the Eagles, Joe Flacco won 68-2 touchdowns in the tie. And for the Jets, Jason Morgan won 58-2 touchdowns in INT. But the crazy thing about this game is the Jets were down 8 with like 10 seconds left. They threw a Hail Mary, completed it, got the 2-point conversion, got the win. But the big thing is for this Jets team is, how do you think they're going to do with Zach Wilson at the helm?
You know, he's coming in with to his rookie year, and some people have been impressed by him so far. But really, there's always a learning curve for rookies. You have to be really outstanding to be able to come into the NFL and just dominate immediately. So I think, of course, it'll be a bumpy road. And he's on the Jets, which isn't the most well managed or coached organization. So hopefully Zach Wilson gets what he needs to be successful. But it'll be interesting to see how he goes. I mean, if you're trying to predict how the Jets season will go, I mean, they're probably not a playoff team.
No, I don't think they're a playoff team, but I think they'll be better than last year. But it'll be interesting to see what the New York Jets do. And lots of rookie quarterbacks will be starting week 1. We're going to talk about it a little bit later. But Zach Wilson will be one of them going to another game here. Is the Panthers getting their first preseason win 34-9 versus the Steelers. And big news for the Steelers is Dwayne Haskins officially made the team. He had 108, a touchdown INT, but he will be on that team. So Dwayne Haskins, the backup quarterback. Sam Darnold had himself a day for the Panthers, 162, 2 touchdowns in his first game as a Panther in the preseason. And what are your expectations for Sam Darnold and this Panthers team?
I mean, he's shown some promise as coming into this Panthers team, and like he performed in that last preseason game, as he didn't even play the full game but put up solid numbers. And Sam Darnold, he's a pretty athletic quarterback, hasn't always been the most consistent or greatest. But if they can put him into the right system, he could probably succeed a little more. But I've never been the biggest believer in Sam Darnold, honestly. So, I don't know. I don't think he'll do great things there.
We'll have to see what that team can do with Mr. Darnold. I know he did need a fresh start, as the Jets organization did not really be fond of him too much. But
so, hopefully what happened to him won't happen to Zach Wilson at the Jets.
And if it does, I think we got to look at towards an organization. Let's say Or if Donald stinks, they bench him week two or something to Joe Flacco because he's great. And then Donald excels in Carolina. Might have to look towards that Jets organization. I mean, I don't know, but yeah, we'll have to see. Going to another game. Chiefs finished the preseason 3-0, beating the Vikings 28-23. Patrick Mahomes did play in this game, 117, two touchdowns. Tyreek Hill having him one catch, 35 yards, and a touchdown for the Chiefs. The starters did play a lot of snaps here. Nine passes for Mahomes. He played about 20 snaps. Big win for the Chiefs in the preseason as they look to, retain the AFC Championship this season.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is all just about that for them, getting back to the Super Bowl, but this time winning it as they lost to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers last year. But Mahomes, good outing, and a lot of the starters put up pretty good numbers for limited snaps. So Chiefs, again, are looking promising going into another NFL season.
Man, it's going to be interesting. I mean, that Chiefs team is going to be a dynasty. I think we already know that.
I mean, what's Mahomes' contract on for? Like 10 years or something?
10 years, crazy? $500 million. It's nuts. But we'll have to see. Maybe the Chiefs fall off. I doubt it. With Mahomes under the helm, they won't. Going to another one. The Bills beat the Packers 19-0, led by the MVP did not play in this game. That's breaking news. MVP did not play in this game. Rip. Josh Allen did, though. Two touchdowns, 194. Big game for him. And Jake Fromm, former Georgia standout, 87 yards. Nothing big, but no MVP, so I'm sad. Going to the Packers. One thing that did happen in this game, they did not score. They finished the preseason 0-3, and Jordan Love struggled at times, having 149, no touchdowns, one interception. So, decent, I guess, but Aaron Rodgers will be back in the regular season. So, I do think the Packers will be a good team, but Jordan Love kind of struggled in this game, and he's the future.
Yeah, Jordan Love, that kind of that draft pick that kind of sparked some unhappiness between Rodgers and the organization, as Rodgers took that as a sign as he was needing a backup, someone who can be there, maybe replace him. But Love not playing the greatest so far, at least definitely not playing to Aaron Rodgers' level. So Rodgers for sure securing that starting spot for one more year, leading the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see. It's just what's going to happen. And I don't know. Maybe Rodgers plays two more years if he gets a Super Bowl win this year. I mean, if he wins the Super Bowl, he has to come back. But only time will tell as the NFL starts in under a week. Well, no, we have to wait a week. But after that, after this week, next week, on Tuesday, we're going to break down all the games that are going to happen week one. So tune into that show as well. But we're going to keep on going this preseason. And the Ravens get another big preseason win, and they continue their preseason hot streak. Since they haven't lost since 2016, they won 37-3 against the football team. Lamar Jackson did play a little bit in this game, 29 yards passing, but nothing too big for Lamar. Big thing about the Ravens, though, even though they did get the win, J.K. Dobbins out for the season, ACL injury, and that's a big loss to this Ravens backfield.
Yeah, Dobbins last year having a solid year as a young back, so high hopes for him coming into year two. So seeing him get injured, the Ravens fan base had to be devastated, and of course just around the league, you don't want to see a young promising star get injured like that, so he'll unfortunately have to sit a season and recover from that.
And we'll see if he comes back better and better. Going to another game now, the Bears got a win over the Titans 27-24. Justin Fields did get the start, going 7-for-10, 54 yards, a touchdown. Nick Foles 10-for-13, 142, two touchdowns. So, good job, Nick Foles. No other big players to play in this game. Bears get the preseason win. Buccaneers got another win in the preseason, 23-16 over the Texans. Tom Brady did play in this ballgame, 158, one touchdown. Kyle Trask, 146, a touchdown as well. Tyrod Taylor, nothing too big for the Texans. The real question about the Texans is, will Deshaun Watson play? Will he get traded? We do not know. And what are your opinions on that Deshaun Watson situation for Houston?
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on for quite a while now. So at this point, they either got to make something happen or suit him up and get him ready to play, because he may be unhappy, but you're under contract with him, and some players have done that before. Will they refuse to play and just sit? But I mean, by doing that, kind of your own player stock goes down because teams start to kind of see if you're like have a big ego or something like that, or if he's just really unhappy with the organization that much that he doesn't want to play. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out and if he'll be out there leading the Texans week one or if he's on the bench.
Well, I can almost guarantee it he's not going to be out there week one, but maybe he'll be on a different team. I know Miami has been interested in him all offseason, and they've kind of heated up, but Miami would have to give away a lot and Tua Tagovailoa. So we'll have to see going to another one. The Broncos starting to go 3-0 in the preseason, beating the Rams 17-12. Teddy Bridgewater, 62 yards and a touchdown. Drew Lock, 67 and a touchdown. So that 2 QB competition was decided, as they did name Teddy Bridgewater the starter, but I really just don't know why they did not name Drew Lock, because he just has way more upside, and Teddy Bridgewater is not going to win you a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, kind of a questionable decision by the Broncos, because really that decision could have gone either way. They could have thrown either quarterback out there to start week one for him. And Drew Lock, you know, definitely, like Jackson said, has a bigger upside, and the more reps he gets, just the better he'll get in the NFL. So maybe they're looking for some early success with Teddy Bridgewater or what, but it's only their franchise knows what they're trying to do, I guess.
Yeah, going to another one. The Seahawks blew out the Chargers 27-0. Chargers quarterback Easton Stick, Owen Pooley's favorite football player, 76 yards, no touchdowns, no INTs. And for the Seahawks, Geno Smith, 90 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Seahawks, big win there. Jaguars beat the Cowboys 34-14, and Trevor Lawrence really did play good in this ballgame. 11-for-12, 132, and 2 touchdowns. And this was really the first time we've seen Trevor Lawrence look good.
Yeah, that's definitely what you want to see, what the coaches want to see for Trevor Lawrence, is he's taking the reins of the Jaguars coming week one as a rookie. So, and he was so highly rated coming out of college, as he dominated college for 2 to 3 years. So to see him be mature enough and come in with enough skill to start playing like that in the NFL. But of course, it won't be for surely known until the regular season starts. But right now, that's what you like to see for that rookie quarterback.
I'm going to a quarterback who's in their third year. Even though the Cowboys did lose, Ben DiNucci had 93 yards and a touchdown for the Cowboys. And that is Kevin's favorite football player. Going to another one, the Dolphins beat the Bengals 29-26, finishing their preseason as 2-1. Tua Tagovailoa did not play in this ballgame. Joe Burrow did, though. He went 0-for-1. That's it. Joe Burrow, 0 yards played, 3 snaps. Going to another one, the 49ers blew out the Raiders 34-10. Nathan Peterman, 1 touchdown, 1 INT, 20 times. He threw the ball 29 times. And we have a record alert. Uh-oh. Record alert. Nathan Peterman is the first quarterback in NFL history to play every single snap in the NFL preseason.
I mean, he's just their guy.
He's just that guy. And just
when the light shines on him, he's clearly ready.
Yeah, just don't put him in a Bills field, because last time he was there, 5 interceptions in a first half.
Yeah, you don't want to relive that.
But Nathan Peterman, man, he's just so inspirational. But I think that does guarantee that he will be their backup quarterback, even though they do have 2 quarterbacks over him in Derek Carr and as well as Marcus Mariota. So I don't know why Peterman played the whole preseason, but I guess he's just that preseason goat. And just shout out to him. 175, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Even though they did lose by a lot, it does not matter. He threw a touchdown.
His stat line is good enough, so that's all that matters.
And now the Patriots did beat the Giants 22-20, finishing off their preseason. So big news over there in New England, as we are going to talk about this in a little bit more. But Mac Jones did get the start, 156, a touchdown. Cam Newton played 5 snaps. Through 10 yards, interception. We'll talk about Cam Newton in a little bit. Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, 135, a touchdown, INT. The Giants lose to the Patriots. In the final game of NFL preseason for this 2021 season. The Browns beat the Falcons 19-10 on Sunday Night Football, and the Browns continue to 3-0. Baker Mayfield, 113 and a touchdown. Case Keenum, 109 yards. Kay LaViana, 2 interceptions. shout out to him. For the Falcons, Josh Rosen, 118, a touchdown. He did guarantee a roster spot, so shout out to Josh Rosen. That wraps up our week 3 of the NFL preseason recap. And now we're going to talk about a little bit going on in New England. So earlier this morning, it was reported by Adam Scheffler that quarterback, former MVP, number one, Cam Newton, has been released from the Patriots. So that makes Mac Jones going to be the starter for week 1. And Cam Newton last season had eight passing touchdowns, 12 rushing touchdowns, 10 INTs. Patriots went 8-8 last year. Cam Newton not going to be the guy. Is there any chance we ever see him even play again in the NFL?
Yeah, it was a matter of time until Cam Newton got released, because Mac Jones is the future in New England under Belichick. I mean, for Cam Newton's future in the NFL, I really just don't know. He hasn't shown much promise of being able to lead a team as far as a Super Bowl since maybe he had his MVP year. Just injuries kind of derailed his career a little bit, and he's not much of a passer. He can't run as well as he used to be. And then, he's just not it. I mean, I wouldn't want him leading a team I was a fan of. So some teams, of course, are probably going to be interested in signing him just because he has had success in the past, but I wouldn't bank on that happening anytime soon, at least.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. Maybe we could see him come back in the second half of the season. The playoff team needs a quarterback that's a runner. I don't know. We'll have to see. Maybe Newton will be a backup and take a backup role because, I mean, yeah, he's still decent. But we'll have to see. I mean, he did show flashes this preseason, but I think they saw that 10 yards interception. It's like, yeah, you're done. So we'll have to see. But hey, Mackie Jones going to be going crazy for the Patriots week 1. So that means 3 rookies are going to be starting week 1 in the NFL. Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, and Zach Wilson. So it's going to be interesting to say the least. And out of those rookie quarterbacks, who do you think is going to be the best in their rookie year?
I'd have to give it to Trevor Lawrence. He's really talented, athletic. He's got a few good pieces around him. Unfortunately, Tim Tebow is no longer one of those pieces as he got cut from the Jaguars.
Yeah, man. Tim Tebow, so inspirational. I heard he's actually going to what we're going to talk about next. That's cool. They needed a tight end.
maybe joining Cam Newton.
Cam Newton also might go over there.
But the Jaguars, like I was saying, they do have some solid pieces around him that will be able to help out Trevor Lawrence. So definitely, I think he's probably going to be the best rookie starter so far.
Yeah, but I'd really watch out for a college, not a college team, a high school team. Our next subject is Bishop Sycamore. This school is in the kind of crazy going on right now. It's going viral as a high school team that has a football team that's not a high school.
But they have a football team. Or supposedly a online-only charter school is what they are. But so if you haven't heard, IMG Academy, based in Florida, is every year they are a high school football powerhouse. They've won national championships before, and they're one of those teams that play like a national schedule, play talented teams from all across the country. So this last weekend, they took a trip to Ohio to play Bishop Sycamore. As Bishop Sycamore promised ESPN, because the game was on ESPN, part of like a high school big time matchups weekend, Bishop Sycamore told ESPN that they have multiple D1 recruits on their team and that they are a big time team. But after that game that they lost 58-0, a lot of red flags. 58-0 on national TV. A lot of red flags were raised around Bishop Sycamore.
So it's going to be, I mean, Bishop Sycamore, I mean, they're legends. I don't know what kind of stunt this is. I don't know too much about it. I just know it's really funny. And as of right now, they don't exist. Theoretically, I mean.
You know, I saw that they actually played a game on Friday. So they played a high school game Friday night, like most teams do. Turned around 2 days later to play another one Sunday against one of the best teams in the country. So
they're just built different.
Built different. Also, they were reported to have former junior college players come back and play on their high school team. So, but they were unable to get the job done, clearly.
Well, I heard big news that Cam Newton's actually just signed with them. So we're only kidding, but that's just a funny story. And to wrap up our sports news, the Colts had some big stuff going on as Carson Wentz did return to full practice this week. But and then a day later, he got put on the COVID list, including Ryan Kelly and Zach Pascal. So that's going to be really hurtful for the Colts as Ryan Kelly and Carson Wentz coming back from injury, both going to go on the COVID list. So they will be out at least 5 days.
Yeah, coming up, I mean, week one of the season is just right around the corner. And you want your team to be able to practice and get reps together and just really get into a rhythm, get ready to go against legit defenses during the season. So for them to have to sit out for a while, it just hurts the team going into the season.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just going to be interesting. Another thing about the Colts is T.Y. Hilton is going to be out with injury for at least, we do not know how long it will be. It's a neck injury that he suffered in practice last Wednesday, about a week ago today. And it's looking like he's going to miss significant time. It's not season ending, but for the Colts, is a team that's not, they have good receivers, but no one's really stepped up as that guy yet. It's really going to put a lot of pressure on this young core.
Yeah, and Hilton really almost constantly being the receiving yards leader for the Colts, always, I mean, having multiple thousand-yard seasons. So losing him, you know, it gives those young guys an opportunity to step up and really kind of show the team in the NFL what their skill set is. But as of now, you know, you just hope one of them will be able to do that since T.Y. Hilton's going to be out.
Yeah, and I mean, one guy I do look to step up is Paris Campbell. He's a guy who's fast, and he's been injured. So hopefully Paris Campbell does step up, and we'll see week one because T.Y. Hilton will not play. Will Carson Wentz play? We'll have to find out. It's going to happen next week. We'll talk about it and more. We'll go more in-depth into the regular season. Our regular season preview is going to be happening next Tuesday, so make sure to tune into that. But we're going to go here to a 1 minute break and come back with some MLB news and some soccer here on the Sports Spotlight. Pass
it on. Imagine a lady who wouldn't give up her seat on the bus, a TV host who wanted to be your neighbor, or an inventor whose 10,000 failures didn't stop him. These vivid images all share the same caption: inspiration. These people just did their best, and they inspire us. Now, what will you do to inspire others? Inspiration is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Welcome back into the Sports Spotlight. I'm your host, Jackson White, here with Kevin and Christian. And we're going to send it over to Christian. Talk everything you need to know about soccer.
Thank you, Jackson. All right, moving onwards, the Indy 11. I want to talk about the Indianapolis' soccer team. They bounced back into winning form over a 2-0 win over Real Monarchs. Very good game for the Indy 11. That places them in fourth place in the Eastern Conference Central, only behind Tulsa, Birmingham, and Louisville City. Can we see them keep climbing up the table, or will they retain that top four spot to move onwards in the tournament? Alrighty, moving onwards to overseas, the Europe. We got the Premier League, where we have to talk about Arsenal, who once again lost another game in very horrible fashion this time around, losing 5-0 to Manchester City. They got battered again, and a lot of people are questioning Arsenal and their manager about if they really are Premier League quality. Because as it stands right now, Arsenal is at the bottom of the table, bottom of the top, the 20 teams in the league. That is very unexpected from Arsenal, and it's just, a lot of fans would call it rather disgraceful that their team is that low. But we'll have to see if Arsenal can bounce back. Moving onwards to Newcastle, who did draw with Southampton in a 2-2, really, like, pretty even match, but in the end of the day, they just drawed and both gathered the point. Moving onwards to Brighton, who lost 0-2 at their own home against Everton, with Everton getting a penalty and scoring a pretty terrific goal. Yeah, Brighton lose their winning run they had for a bit, but hopefully they bounce back in their next game. Moving onwards, West Ham take on Crystal Palace. Very close game as well, ends 2-2 as well. Both teams are trying these new experimental squads, but they both proved to be pretty even in the grand scheme of things. Moving onwards, the Norwich, who took another loss against Leicester City 2-1. Norwich is also at the pretty much next to Arsenal at the bottom, so it is pretty upsetting for Norwich fans. They're saying their team currently at the bottom after just coming up once again, so we'll see if they're able to handle the Premier League or will they just end up relegated once again. Moving onwards, New Boys Brentford managed to draw against Aston Villa in a 1-1 draw. It was a very close game, but obviously there was no deciding factor between two of the teams. And speaking of no deciding factor, we move over to the biggest match of the week for the Premier League was Liverpool against Chelsea. It was a very well-fought game for Chelsea up until they even scored a goal from Kai Havertz, but up until they got a red card and gave away a penalty to Liverpool, who had Mohamed Salah taken. Obviously, that man does not miss some penalties. He scores. So Chelsea were just fighting for their lives the whole game. They did pretty well considering they didn't concede another goal. So they ended it at 1-1. Moving onwards, Burnley and Leeds. Yep, they just tied as well. 1-1 as well. Very close game between them. Nothing to really decide between both of them. Moving onwards, the Tottenham Hotspur. 1-0. Close one against Watford, who were just trying their best against Tottenham, but just could not compete with them. Tottenham had a very nice goal from Heung-Min Son coming in from a unexpected free kick. No one expected him to score that from there, but he did. Moving onwards, we got Wolves taking on Manchester United. Manchester United had a very close matchup with Wolves, but they did come out on top 1-0 thanks to Mason Greenwood, who is really keeping that hot streak of form recently. Moving onwards, the Spain La Liga. We'll be talking about that right here, right now. All right. Sorry, my bad. Marcelo take on Espanyol, who really got a red card early on, and that just really dug him down in the coffin, losing 1-0 to Marcelo. Moving onwards, Valencia took on Alves, and they won with styling fashion, 3-0 with a beautiful back heel goal from Solar. Very good game, but obviously Valencia just went off on them, honestly. Moving over here, the Celta Vigo, who did concede 0-1 loss to Athletic Club Bilbao in a very close matchup, but just were unable to find a deciding factor against them. Moving onwards, Elche and Sevilla played, and Elche were able to get a draw from Sevilla, a very unexpected result for them. Very close game, but they just tied as well. Moving onwards, Real Sociedad and Levante played. Real Sociedad ended up winning 1-0 at their own home. Very good stylistic win from them. They played pretty well against Levante. They definitely could have gotten more goals, but they couldn't capitalize on it. Moving onwards, Real Betis, Real Madrid, the Real Derby, as I like to call it. It ended in 1-0 the Real Madrid's way with a very, very close game, but obviously Real Madrid were just the better team on the day. Moving onwards to Barcelona, they bounced back into winning form with a 2-1 win over Getafe. Very close game. A lot of people still criticizing Barcelona, but they played fairly well for what they did. And Memphis Depay is proving to be a quite excellent signing, to be honest. Moving onwards, Real Vallecano, the new boys, they bounced back into winning form with a 4-0 win over Granada. Very close, not very close at all, actually. 4-0 is not exactly the closest thing in the world, but very, very messed up matchup for Granada. Moving onwards, Cadiz and Osuna played. Very close match between these two teams. Ended up in a 2-3 win towards Osuna's way. Very close game, but Osuna just proved to be the better team on the day, as it usually goes. Moving on, where's the Atletico Madrid and Villarreal? Well, my team, Atletico, they were down 2-1 in the last couple minutes. And at the 90th minute, Villarreal made such a mistake in having a goal, an own goal, one of the most funniest own goals I've ever seen. It was, quite frankly, very funny.
Embarrassing.
They were about to win that game. He heads it back to his goalkeeper. The goalkeeper's unable to grab the ball, and it just rolls into the goal.
That's just embarrassing, like Kevin said.
So Villarreal gifted Atletico Madrid a point. Atletico is very fortunate. They should not be underestimating their opponents like they did that game. Moving onwards to Germany, where we'll be talking about the Bundesliga. We start off with Dortmund taking on Hoffenheim in a 3-2 win for Dortmund. After another excellent display by youngster Erling Haaland, who's just beginning to put the world on fire with his form. Moving onwards, we got Stuttgart and Freiburg playing, as Freiburg wins 3-2 over Stuttgart. Over where Mainz is, Mainz wins 3-0 over Freiburg. Moving over the moving over the Köln win 2-1 over VfL Bochum after a very good matchup. But obviously Köln wins that one fairly easily, honestly. Moving onwards, Emilian Eintracht Frankfurt play, and it just ended in a draw, so it was not a very eventful match on the night there. Moving onwards, Augsburg and Leverkusen play. Leverkusen win 4-1 over Augsburg. Very close game, but obviously Leverkusen just were the better team by quite a lot. Moving onwards, Bayern beat Hertha Berlin 5-0. Bayern's just been on a streak of beating people four plus goals. Obviously, last week they won like 12-0 against a team, so this week they just carried on with scoring a bunch of goals, leading with a 5-0 win over there over Hertha Berlin. Moving onwards, Union Berlin, they played up against Mönchengladbach, and they actually won 2-1 over Mönchengladbach after a pretty solid game from Union Berlin, catching a win over a big team like that. All right, Wolfsburg and RB Leipzig played, and Wolfsburg proved to be the better team over Leipzig. Red Bull, obviously, probably very disappointed in the team they have over there, losing the Wolfsburg 1-0. And that's all we have for German football. Before I end my section of the show, I would like to talk about Messi, who made his debut for PSG. He didn't do very much. He got on like the 60th minute, and wasn't a very good performance, honestly. But just wanted to let y'all know that Messi has played his first couple of minutes for PSG, and that's all I got for soccer today. Stay tuned for Thursday, where I'll be talking about two more leagues and the transfer deadline day, which is today. I'll be giving you coverage of all the players that got bought today. Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you for Christian for joining us for soccer here on the Sports Spotlight. And yeah, make sure to tune in next Thursday, as he has all the coverage on all the deadline day. So tune in for that. 1:15 is when we start every Tuesday and Thursday. But now, our final segment of the show, we're going to send it now to Kevin, and he's going to talk about baseball.
Yeah, I'm covering the Major League Baseball today. So we're going to be going over a big slate of games today. Lots of teams playing. We got the Indians playing the Royals. Indians are 64-64. Really a team that on paper looks like they should not be anywhere near 500, but they are looking to improve a little bit over today. The Marlins are currently playing the Mets. It's 2-0 in the middle of the second inning. Marlins are winning that one. Cardinals taking on the Reds today. Two winning teams looking to battle out for another one. Phillies and the Nationals, they play at 7:05. Orioles and the Blue Jays, but two pretty talented teams. The Red Sox are taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay Rays really having a dominant season. 83-48 is their record. So they definitely have been dominating the league, but the Red Sox, don't sleep on them. Their record 75-58, so still a solid record for them. The Athletics and the Tigers dueling it out. Athletics having a better year than the Tigers are. We also got the Rockies taking on the Rangers. That one's at 8:05. Two teams who really have not had great seasons so far. The Rangers are 39 games under 500, so they may as well tank at this point. And the Rockies are 60-71, so they're doing all right, but probably not in contention for anything big this year. Pirates taking on the White Sox. Pirates are another team who have just struggled all year long, as they are 35 games under 500 with a record of 48-83, and the White Sox are 76-56, so they're 20 games over 500. They're leading their division, so they've been having a solid year so far. Cubs taking on the Twins. Cubs 57-75. Of course, there's big headlines surrounding them when they just traded away all of their big players, really. And clearly, they have not been the most successful this year. So I guess they are entering that rebuild mode, trying to build another World Series sort type of talented team. The Yankees and the Angels are playing. The Yankees having a solid season. That game's at 9:38. Kind of an odd start time, but that's what you tend to see around the MLB. Padres and the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks, just another one of those teams really struggling. They're 45 games under 500. They're 44-89. Don't expect them to be winning many games. The Brewers are taking on the San Francisco Giants. The Giants having a really good year. They're 84-47, and the Brewers are 80-52. So both teams having really good years. That should be a solid game on tonight. And then the Braves taking on the Dodgers. I mean, they're the Dodgers. They have the highest payroll in the MLB. Of course, they're going to be doing pretty good. They're 83-49. But the Braves aren't half bad themselves. They got a record of 70-60. And then the final game on today's slate is the Astros and the Mariners. The men who like to bang on the trash cans to win championships are 78-53. But hey, that cheating scandal, it's in the past. But I mean, teams are still not happy about that one. And the Mariners, 70-62. So it's two pretty solid teams taking on each other. And that is today's slate of games. Also in the MLB, Shohei Ohtani still leading the league in home runs. Bombed his 42nd home run of the year last night. Not far behind him, though, Vladdy Guerrero Jr. He's hit two home runs in one game. So he hit his 37th and 38th. So only four home runs behind Ohtani. So definitely some people out there hitting bombs. Bryce Harper hit a big one just last night. But that's about all we got today on the Sports Spotlight for MLB coverage. Make sure you tune in each Tuesday and Thursday. Usually Owen Pulley, our special guest, will be covering the MLB, but he was not able to today, so I stepped up and did it. But that's what we got for baseball news today.
Okay, so thank you for Kevin double doing this today, giving us some baseball and football news. And thank you for everything, whatever you're listening on. If you're listening on a podcast or on air, thank you for joining us. It's going to wrap up today's show. Make sure to tune in next Thursday at 1:15, and then every Tuesday and Thursday at 1:15 for the remainder of this 2021-2022 school year. So it's going to be a good one. Next Thursday, we're going to break down what's going on in the NBA. Haven't talked about them in a while. And then everything else you need to know about sports, make sure to tune in. Big soccer news. MLB is going to keep on going. NFL probably will have some more news as well. Big cuts coming along. So thank you for listening to the Sports Spotlight. I've been Jackson White, Kevin, and Christian. Thank you for joining us. Got some good music coming your way here on Indy's Giant 90.9.